With STPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The Stanley County Fairgrounds is undergoing extensive repairs and renovations this year. The venue is said to host the 2020 High School Rodeo State Finals, and management staff are working hard to get the grounds in shape before the event. Scott Deal is the fairgrounds manager. He says it's a constant battle to keep the grounds well maintained.
We have 55 acres here that the facility sits on. We have 208 permanent stalls under roof. We have an indoor arena. We have two other arenas, a main arena with a small arena. We have a grandstand with seating capacity of 2,000 people. This is a big facility, a nice facility. It's an extensive effort. I mean, there's something to do that needs to be fixed around here every day. I mean, there's just that over the years, things have kind of went by the wayside, and we're trying to catch up to get it back up to what it once was, but we only have a certain amount of money every year that we can spend to do it. So, yeah, it's going to take some time to get it back to what it was in its heyday.
Deal says the Stanley County Commission is looking at repairs to the grandstand's gutters along with sidewalks and electrical hookups for trailers. He says the commission sets aside $50,000 a year for repairs. He says most of the repairs should be completed by next spring. The northeastern corner of the state is under a winter weather advisory until 7 o'clock. Forecasters are calling it the first significant snowfall of the season. James Telkin with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen says additional accumulations are still possible. He says the Marshall County town of Britton has picked up more than a half foot of snow, with numerous other communities picking up measurable accumulations.
4-inch in Myrtle, a 3.2 in Roscoe, 3.3 in Selby. There was 2.2 in Eureka, 2.5 in Gettysburg, 3 inches in Andover.
And the National Weather Service has also issued a freeze watch for portions of southeastern South Dakota. Make that a freeze warning now for tonight. 6.5 minutes past the hour. This is STPB News.